So what are you seeing, like 40, 50 under potentially?
Yeah, 50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
and nobody's going to fight that either yet.
No, I don't think so. But, most of the guys around here, if they're going to do anything on new crop stuff right now, they're looking awfully hard at just doing a hedge or a hedge to arrive. There's not going to be much forward cash stuff on the new crop at this point.
Why do we like hedge to arrives again? If you just mentioned that 2 years ago, so they'd come through and choked you.
Yeah, I know it.
Unfortunately, last summer you didn't get a chance to. They wouldn't even buy it.
A lot of places you couldn't even do a forward contract last summer. Mm-hmm. So I think they're really, if they can get a hedge to arrive, they've got some on at this point now.
What was the comments in Iowa about the Valero deal? Verison,
I think for the most part with Valero picking it up now. And I wonder, I'm still trying to figure it out if there's any connection there, but I wonder if Valero getting those facilities, if it didn't have something to do with the pressure on that RIN market. You know, it took Valero out of the RIN market because they've got that supply on, they've got that homegrown supply now. I wonder if Valero stepping out of that market didn't put some pressure on the RINs. I haven't gotten anybody to confirm that for me or even agree, but I'm still looking for the connection there. But the farmers, for the most part, they're kind of wary about, you know, big oil in the backyard. But
don't you, Chip? Do you think a lot of the RINs got used up, though, in this past month and a half, 2 months?
I think so on the 08 stuff.
Uh-huh.
But if it wasn't, if they weren't making money off the blending, that RIN market would still be high, and it really got hammered this week.
Of course, they got a killing last summer off of it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys have any field work last week?
No.
Nope,
we have not turned a wheel.
Are you seeing a lot of guys switch in acreage, or are they just staying with their rotation?
They've got a finger in the wind and waiting to see what's going to happen. I would guess that as much as for most of the big operators, you're probably in that 25-30% of their acres are still undecided for the big guys.
Mm-hmm.
The smaller guys are just a rotation guy anyway. I think they're hoping and praying that the weather and the market is going to give them some incentive to plant corn.
Well, and I think a lot of them are saying, well, I'm going to plant corn because I know it's going to be higher this fall.
Yeah.
They know this price won't hold and it's going to be higher, so I know I can plant it and make money, but it's going to take till the fall till the cash
to realize it.
Yeah.
And I agree with I think it was Mike put out mentioned the carryover numbers.
Yeah.
For 09-10, I think those numbers are right on. You know, 1-2 to 1-3 and 500 plus. But a 1-2 to 1-3 on corn isn't what it used to be. Not with the usage that we've got. That's starting to feel a little tight to me.
Could easily be under one, but yeah. By the time it's all said and done.
Well, yeah, if we get Informa's numbers, it will be under one.
Well, thanks for putting up with us. it's always fun to talk to you, Chip.
Oh, I enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot, guys.
Take care.
All right, Dave. Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.